You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Kimberly O'Loughlin on the line, and she's CEO over at Therapy Brands. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Nice to be here.
All right, Kimberly. So I'm excited to have you on today. I was on Twitter the other day, and let me tell you, so I saw the big KKR announcement, and I'm not going to spoil to that yet. We'll leave that towards the end so that everybody will watch. But I mean, we have some big news to break here today. I'm really excited to get into it. And also to, of course, cover Therapy Brands and some of the innovative things you're doing there and the mental and behavioral health market. But maybe before, just to kind of get us kicked off and to set the stage, let's go a little bit further into your background and really how you got started.
Sure. Well, I have a fairly broad background. I grew up in telecom, had a chance to get into wireless, and then across a number of industries, insurance, financial service, until I found healthcare, or healthcare found me. And what I love about the healthcare market is it's a place where there's so many unmet needs, and you can bring in innovation to change the game. So that applies to healthcare, and that's why I love what I do. That's why it's a great privilege to serve the therapy markets and the Therapy Brands team.
So when I say like innovation, and specifically maybe innovation around the world, I mean, you have a lot of experience working in different markets and with different segments of can you maybe elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. I've had a chance to run a number of global companies in the healthcare markets. And before I came back to the US, I was actually on an expat assignment for Philips Healthcare, working out of Shanghai, China. And my responsibilities there were really to expand healthcare access around the world in emerging markets. It was just a wonderful, another great game-changing kind of assignment.
Yeah, well, I mean, your vantage point, I believe, is pretty unique there, just working in different markets, like, as you mentioned, China. So it'd be interesting to hear your take on this. So when you think about the healthcare or mental and behavioral market, just in general, like, what kind of things are you seeing on the landscape?
Yeah, and this is actually a great question. It's actually why I decided I'm coming back to the US. And it's partly because when you think about healthcare, we have the US, we have the highest cost per capita in the world, And yet the outcomes for patients, the patient's health and well-being, we're not even in the top 20 in terms of outcomes. So, you know, the case for change is here, and it's important for each of us, for our kids, for our grandkids someday. The time to make it better is now.
No, well said. And so let's go a little bit further into the behavioral and mental health markets, which we'll get into, of course, with Therapy Brands. But what do those areas look like for you?
Yeah, so the mental and behavioral health markets are similar in that they are a very large market. There's $235 billion of spend today. It's one of the fastest growing areas of healthcare spend at 7% growth a year. And That's because of the compelling environment and what's going on in the mental and behavioral health market. So I can't wait to tell you a little bit more about it all.
All right, Kimberly. So I want to get a little bit more into therapy brands. So maybe just start with a little bit about the backstory of the company and really how it was founded.
Sure. So Therapy Brands was founded in 2013 by my predecessor, Shagan Otlana. He was talking with a psychotherapist who said, "Shagan, help me. I need some software for my practice. I need to be better and do the research for me. Tell me what I should get." And he did. And realized there really wasn't anything out there to serve the needs of a psychotherapist. And he says, "You know what? I'll build it for you." And he did. And the more that he learned after he launched our solution in the psychotherapy market, he learned that the broader therapy markets are underserved from a technology perspective. So from then, we expanded into the other therapy markets, into substance use recovery for folks who have addiction issues, into applied behavioral analysis, which is serving children on the autism spectrum, and into the physical rehab market, which is like speech therapists, occupational therapists, and physical therapists.
So what made Therapy Brands specifically as a company attractive for you to join? Because you obviously, you know, have a long pedigree in terms of your expertise and what you do. So what made Therapy Brands compelling for you?
Yeah. So what's so compelling for me is this market has been underserved for a very, very long time. And there are unmet needs, all sorts of pressures, not only for the providers, but for their clients as well. And the market dynamics are incredible. So there's an increasing prevalence of mental and behavioral health issues. And that's being fueled by many things. For example, 20% of the population today suffers from a mental health issue.
Wow.
And yet they're not getting the treatment that they need. Nearly 30% aren't. Same kind of a thing applies to the substance use area, where there's increasing issues around addiction, and yet not everybody's getting the treatment they need. And same thing in applied behavioral analysis. There's an increasing rate of children being diagnosed on the autism spectrum. And then you've got the aging population in the rehab area. All of those things are increasing the need for patients to get therapeutic care.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, because they were left behind from a technology perspective, 50% of the providers and practices don't have a good solution. They are either on manual, they're on paper, they might have a suboptimal, you know, general purpose solution. Yeah. So they have all this inefficiency. They don't have enough hours in their day. And what that's causing then is an imbalance of the supply and the demand outstripping the supply. So there's wait lists. Many people can't get the help and the support they need. And they could if they embrace the technology that's here and available today. So that's what has me so excited. It's about changing the game in the therapy markets. And that's why I'm delighted to be here.
That is exciting. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to you and I'm like, come on, Kimberly, I like you working on this problem and I like you on this mission. And speaking of mission, let's go further into the mission and kind of the culture of Therapy Brands and what makes it unique. So what makes it really that unique place?
Yeah, it's great. So when I first went around the country to visit the team and to meet everybody, one of the things that a word kept coming up. And so that underpins our CARES values, and it's CARES, C-A-R-E-S. And that's, that acronym stands for what epitomizes our culture. C is for carpe diem, like seize the day, take some action. A is for agility, figure out how to weather COVID and do things to help our customers in a better way. R is for respect, always. E is for excellence and keep raising the bar on how we're performing, and S is for speed. So these are the kinds of things that our culture is all about, and it makes us a really great and energizing place to work.
Man, I love it. I love it. And I love the idea of you joining the team. I love the next steps with what's going on. And we're going to talk about this with KKR in a moment. Let's go further into the products, the services. I want to get a little bit more granular into Therapy Brands overall. So give us maybe an overview of the specific services and products offered.
Yeah, sure. So the core offering that software offering that we have is something called an EHR or PMS system. It's Electronic Health Record Practice Management System. That's the base software that the providers need for their clinical capabilities, administrative, and billing. So it's the core software. And then on top of that, what we do is tightly integrate a whole bunch of essential capabilities also needed for their practice. Things like HIPAA compliant telehealth, which helped them for business continuity during COVID, as well as care continuity so they could see their patients during COVID. Mm-hmm. We have clinical solutions because in our markets, our providers see clients across settings and across time. So they need great data collection and clinical solutions. We also help them with patient engagement. They interact with their patients, whether it's a patient portal or messaging and appointment reminders, these kinds of things. And then the providers that we serve have a very complex payer and regulatory landscape. So we also help them collect the revenue that they deserve with something called revenue cycle management and card payment processing capability. So each and every one of these is really essential for their practice. And we integrate it nice and tightly. So trying, again, to be easy to use and drive efficiency for them.
And so the way I see it is, I mean, there's multiple stakeholders here. So you obviously have the providers. You have different companies from large to small that can that obviously benefit from this. And then, of course, you have the practitioners. I mean, so you have multiple stakeholders here. And I feel like each one of them probably has their own unique challenges that Therapy Brands is helping with and assisting. So you've talked a little bit about the providers and some of the ways that you're helping them. Maybe let's focus a little bit more on some of the how the practitioners benefit and also, you know, large to small companies.
Sure. And thank you for that. We're unique in that we do serve the needs of that solo practitioner just maybe coming off of paper or coming into the market for the first time, hanging their shingle, all the way up to enterprise customers who might be across many states, many, many different types of clinics, maybe a whole bunch of different provider types. And what you do find is some of their needs are the same. Like they still have a lot of the burdens of inefficiency and not enough hours in the day and wait lists and getting paid and how to do that's tends to underpin across all different sizes of customers, but there are unique needs. What you find for the smaller, just coming into the market, solo practitioner or smaller size customer, they want, of course, compliance, ease of use. Help me get started. I want a one-stop shop provider. Help me get started, have great customer support on the other end so that I can thrive and grow with my practice. And then you have on the enterprise side, a different set of needs. For the most part, they have practitioners all across the country and they want tools and capabilities that work the way that they want to do. They're like, help me scale, help me grow, but I don't want to have all the time of training folks. Can I use, help me with standards and ways to do that and do that effectively? Compliance, of course, but implementation and training tend to be a higher order need for them. So we design our solutions and design our offering and our services with all of that in mind.
So when I say the words comprehensive platform, because that's essentially what you are, or what you've created over at Therapy Brands, like how should somebody, so say I'm a provider or I'm a practitioner or any of the stakeholders that we mentioned today, and I hear and I'm watching this interview right now and I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is a potential comprehensive platform that can serve and or help me with some of the challenges I'm facing. Like how do you know if you're maybe a right fit for Therapy Brands?
Yeah. So you should definitely contact us and talk with us about that because we really have a broad portfolio, a variety of offerings to meet the needs, no matter where you're coming from, whether you're that solo practitioner, you might be a field social worker that works in the community that has field kind of needs. You might be a practice that says, I'm okay on the clinical side, but I want something that's really centered and focused on helping me collect my revenue. Mm-hmm. So no matter what your needs are or what angle you're coming from, we've got a solution to get you started.
Yeah. And I guess the ultimate, the end result of all of this, and the way I like to look at this is when we talk about platforms or softwares or other things like this that make us more efficient, no matter the field. But I guess the healthcare and especially the mental and behavioral health side of things have a special place in my heart, because ultimately, you know, any efficiency, any amount of time that's not spent thinking about something like billing or some of these other things, and not picking on that, it's important, right? We need to, you have to have the flow to keep the business afloat, obviously. So it's very important. So I'm not downing that, but I just mean like any amount of time that can be saved through a process or through using a platform like the one in Therapy Brands offers. I mean, that really allows all of the people that are involved in the entire ecosystem to focus on what they want to do, which is making the difference in the lives of their patients.
That's exactly right. And it's music to our ears when a client will say, oh my gosh, and this was one that adopted not only our EHR, but our practice engagement, our telehealth, and our card payment processing. And this client says, you've given me 66%. How they got to 66, I don't know, but you've given me 66% of my hours back in my week. Can you imagine that? That's pretty incredible. Another client said, I used to be able to see 2 patients a day. Now I can see 7. Wow. And remember, I talked about wait lists, right? So we want them to be able to have quality of life back in their life, reduce the number of hours, and yet be able to see more patients, be able to add more providers. All of these are the important things that come along with systems that are designed for their needs.
Man, this is great. And that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted some stories, because I know what the end result of these, of the types of processes that you're putting in line. And that time is valuable. And that's the one thing that can't really be given back for these providers and for the people that are on these wait lists, right? They're not on a wait list because they don't need help. They're there because they want it. They're asking for it. And now it's a matter of just, you know, getting to them, right?
Right. That's why we get goosebumps a little bit sometimes when we realize what we're doing, because we are making a difference in people's health and well-being. We are striving to really deliver against the quadruple aim in healthcare, which is the change that's needed across the board, increasing satisfaction, lowering costs, changing outcomes. Like this is what we're all about every day. Mm.
Now, I know this will vary, by the way. So I'll preface this question. I know it will vary because you're working with everything, as you mentioned, from solo practitioners to enterprise level clients. So this will change. But can you take me on, maybe just to get an idea of what it's like to work with Therapy Brands? Like, take me a little bit on the user journey again. And you can pick any of those different niches, whether it's a sole practitioner or enterprise, whatever kind of case you'd like to use. But I like to get a feel for just the user journey.
Sure. So it really does depend. I think the things that surprised me the most, so I'll maybe use one of those stories, was an enterprise grade customer, because I expected them to maybe have more than they had. And so one of these customers said, came to us from paper and yet had many locations and adopted not only our core software system, but also our revenue cycle management system, and didn't even know how much money they were supposed to be collecting, weren't sure that they were getting what they needed. I said, do you have wait lists? Yes, they have wait lists. They wanted to expand into different other specialties. And they really were looking for a partner to help them, to listen to them and listen to their needs and help point them to the things that can make a difference for their practice. And so, and customer by customer, I think something that's a little different in the markets that we serve is that no two customers are alike. Oh, yeah. Our customers are very different. And so having tools and having forms and things that allow them to configure and customize the way they want to work, and capabilities that let them easily add them when the time is right for them, that's kind of the journey. It's get started, have the dialogue, talk about we set up a customer success plan, talk about what your 3 top goals and needs are. And then we design a roadmap with you and for you about how to deliver against your success criteria.
You know what, Kimberly, that does not surprise me. I'm glad you brought up an enterprise level example/client, because healthcare and banking, those are the two, in my opinion, notorious ones where you see a big company and you're like, wait a minute, you're on spreadsheets? Wait a minute, you don't like, yes, like the different things that you're like, you would think when you look behind, you're like, they have these sophisticated systems. And then you realize, well, hey, you know, this company's been around 30, 40, 50 years. They have a lot of legacy or more, depending if we're talking banking. They have a lot of legacy systems and servers and ways that they've always done things. So I find that it's not necessarily always that large organizations don't want to change. They just don't always maybe see the, know what's available or know what's possible. If you've been running one process for the last, you know, since Excel spreadsheets have been invented, then how do you know you should be doing something else?
Exactly. And yet, on the other hand, another pressure that they have is kind of the consumerization of healthcare and the expectations. Like, we expect to get our package tomorrow. We expect to be able to look online for things. We expect these digital capabilities to be here. Mm-hmm. And they should be. And the clients or consumers or kiddos and the providers deserve that. So,
no, 100%. I always tell people, I say, you know, if our comparison is like your Amazon or your other thing, if somebody's, you know, going on Amazon or elsewhere and they're having a better experience than they are maybe with your provider or other things like that, the person that can get closer to that experience is ultimately going to be the one that stands out. Because I'll pick on myself here. I'm spoiled now. I want everything just to work. So when you have that outside experience and things just maybe don't work the way you're expecting, like, it leaves you searching and it leaves you wanting.
Exactly. It's well said, for sure.
So Kimberly, enough holding off here. I got to bring it up. So KKR, what's next? Let's talk about the future of therapy brands and what's going on. Tell me the scoop.
Okay. Well, in early April, KKR did share its intent to acquire therapy brands. So it's very exciting for us. It's not done. It's not official yet. We're still working through the approvals and the steps in a closing process. But KKR is just going to be a wonderful partner to have. They have more than 40 years of experience partnering with the companies that they support and really building leading global enterprises. Mm-hmm. And what's more important for us even is that they care about healthcare. You know, they've been investing in and in supporting healthcare for many, many years. They have global resources, lots of knowledge, and they bring that all to the table, which is just a wonderful thing as a team to have a partner to be able to provide.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's exciting. When you told me that and in the pre-interview, I'm like, oh, this is going to be big. I'm excited to see the next steps and what's next for therapy brands on the horizon. So this is exciting. So Kimberly, I just have to say it has really been a pleasure having you on the show today and getting to know more about your story, of course, and how you got into the industry, but also the overall healthcare behavioral mental landscape that you provide a nice overview of and the important, really, tasks and challenges that you're helping providers, small, large businesses, practitioners, like all those things that you're helping them solve in challenges, things like billing and management, all these other things that really are allowing them to do more of what they want to do, which is focus on their patients and focus on their craft. So I think it's great work that you're doing there. And if somebody wants to follow up to learn more about therapy brands or to follow, you know, the story and what's going on with KKR, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way would be to reach out on our website, www.therapybrands.com.
Fantastic. Well, Kimberly, again, thank you for coming on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. Definitely want you to be a return viewer and want you to see more great guests we have coming up for you. And Kimberly, thanks again. It's been a pleasure.
Same here. Thank you. I thoroughly enjoyed the time with you.